Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2020 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that. Kevin Pollak, what's that? Well, I prefer mushrooms, black olives, and sausage, marinara sauce only, of course. Thanks for asking. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Say hello and welcome back, Gary Anthony Williams.
May I say that Please. This is one of those days when nothing could go wrong. And I mean, I'm not even kidding.
Nope, he's not.
Nothing could possibly go wrong today. No. And it feels good knowing it.
It must. Gare Bear, any memory from a trip abroad?
Yes, of course. Years ago, I took my son, who, as you like to call him, he's a Mexican-American. He's mixed race. to Fiji with my then white wife.
Sure.
And I only see color. I'll be honest. I only see color. took him to Fiji. He was there longer than I was. I was there like 10 or 11 days. But he started picking up the Fijian language really easily. And because of his mix, he looked like a Fijian kid. So people were always stopping us on the street, seeing if we were trying to kidnap a Fijian kid, because he just looked like them.
Fijian.
Yeah. But I will tell you this.
Please.
We were not trying to kidnap. We were using him. He's like, no, he's our kid. Then they would speak to them. But we would say, don't speak in Fijian, because he was learning Fijian at the time. But that was just a guise, because we really were kidnapping.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
It's the best cover. USA. The best cover.
USA. Fuck yeah, Gary.
USA, yeah. Right?
Hey, look there. It's James Heaney. Lonnie Jim, if I say fire pit, you say?
S'mores.
S'mores.
Yeah. I mean, that was the first thing I thought of. It felt like it was necessary to give you the first thing.
Yes, it was. And you passed with flying colors, and I thank you for it. Look out, it's Craig Kakowski. Cacao. What are the two things a song must have for you to even listen to it?
Well, it's got to have some power and some beauty.
Power and beauty. Ah, maybe my third horse. And now here's Chris Alvarado, Sonny's Pop. If they could all be as perfect as Sonny, how many dogs do you think you could enjoy having on the reg?
0 to 1.
Well, okay, just Sonny.
It's a lot to have a dog. It's a lot.
That's sometimes you wish you just got a chimp.
Sometimes I wish I could just sleep. That's a lot.
Sure. Yeah.
Whoa, that's you got unboxed that, dude.
Also, not a big deal, but I've been to Fiji too, so I'm just saying.
And, whoa, you know, whoa, whoa!
I'm also mixed race, so not a big deal. Just there's a lot of overlap with Gary and I, so I just feel
Do
like
you
we're pretty
speak Fijian.
Bola. Oh, no, Bolo. No. Oh, I forget it. No.
Bula.
Bula. Damn it.
Yeah.
Damn it. Fuck. Fuck. I hate myself.
And last but only Heath Bars this year for you, if you think him least, it's Joey Greer. Lord Freakington III, what is your exercise regimen these days?
When I wake up in the morning.
Let's do a damn show. Woo. Well,
power and beauty.
Just wanted to give an example of power and beauty, and there it was. All of our scene suggestions are gathered from our listener emails or from our patron VIPs to become a patron supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content, like, for example, video of this here. Just head on over to patreon.com/alchemydiz. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion by email, please write to the podcast at your name here at alchemydiz.com. That's your name here at
alchemydiz.com.
Scene number one comes from patron VIP Beaker, who wrote, hey all, currently wrestling a panther in Nepal, and thought of this scene suggestion and had to hear it. The concept of Pinocchio, but it's not his nose that grows.
Jesus. All right, Geppetto, you're under arrest.
Say what?
You're under arrest, Geppetto.
I don't understand what you say, eh?
What do you mean you don't understand what's going on here? Okay, you're stealing everybody's wood, and you're making some creepy fucking puppets in your house, all right? You're under arrest.
First of all, I don't appreciate this term you use, creepy.
Help right? me.
If you could define for me creepy.
That's actually pretty hard to do.
You want to take a minute or a knee?
Somebody help!
So I'm going to sit down on this bench right here.
Just a second.
What is it? What the strength on my neck?
And how does that feel, dumb boy? Now, Pinocchio, listen to me very carefully. Right?
Okay.
Your nose no more grow. Capish? I don't care if you lie or you tell the truth. If you lie, it's in the nose that grows. I'm going to make another part of you grow when you lie.
Oh, well, what part?
I'm going to let you select.
Really?
Yes.
Well.
Come on into the store, Mr. I'm sorry. Your card that you handed me through the door. What, Mr.
Geppetto.
Geppetto. Hey, brother, how you doing?
Well, today, I tell you, it's a long morning and
uh-oh,
I
asked a question I didn't really want the answer to. Look here, my friend.
I have
a special Moroccan wood that I just got in.
Tell me more.
It ain't from Morocco. That's the secret to it. It's actually from Fiji.
It's a Fijian wood.
It's not even from Fiji.
Don't tell me it's Norwegian wood.
It's a Norwegian wood, you pedo.
Son of a bitch! I can't believe it.
Yeah. Now look here.
I wait all of my life for this Norwegian wood, ever since I heard the Beatles song. And I wonder, is it a thing? Is it a real thing? Or was it a metaphor that they were... Pinocchio, is Geppetto gone?
Yeah.
Can I come in?
Yeah, Geppetto's gone.
I missed you. I missed you. You're all I think about. You know that, right?
I mean, I thought that we were serious, but I'm all that you think about?
What?
I knew that we were serious, but I mean, I'm the only thing you think about?
I mean, I guess not. I missed you, okay? I missed you. Come here. Here, touch me. Just touch me. We don't have a long time.
Okay.
Touch me.
Okay. Oh, this feels good.
Wow, I can tell it feels good. I can tell it feels good.
Hey, Stephanie, are you coming out or what? Did you find the bathroom? What the hell is this place?
Oh, God.
It's just... Shut up. Shut up.
I was just showing her the bathroom.
What the fuck? What the fuck? Stephanie, let's get out of here. Let's get out of here.
Come here, Jake.
Oh, my God.
Jake,
there's a dead cop in the corner. There's a dead fucking cop in the corner.
Jake, come here. I want you to meet somebody. I want you...
I killed him for you, Pinocchio.
Thank you. That seems like we're probably get in trouble. You killed that cop, and now you've killed him.
Anyway, doesn't matter. Are you confused today? Do you not like me anymore? Like, what's going on here? Like,
no,
yesterday you made sweet, sweet love to me.
Love you.
There it comes.
Hey, Thompson, you want to check out the crime scene inside? Looks like we got a couple of dead bodies in the old Geppetto place.
Man, Geppetto would be the last guy I would have thought, you know, just a kindly old wood carver.
Yeah, well, he may or may not have had anything to do with this. It's kind of up to you to put that nose of yours on the crime scene.
Well, I'm known for my nose.
Right, let us know what you smell. Sniff this one out for us.
You got it, Chief.
All right.
a little stuffed up. I just didn't take my allergy meds, but okay. I'm getting the distinct hint of sawdust.
Mm.
There's a lot of sawdust there, but I mean, it's a woodcarver shop. That would make sense.
Yeah, I smell that too.
Okay. Mouse droppings.
Wait.
Okay. There's the mouse infestation here.
I mean, they're rats, but sure, we can call them mice.
I think they're just really big mice.
Welcome to Rat or Mouse. Everybody, you know how the game works. You're going to have two rodents on stage. Now, please, audience, you can cheer after. These animals will get really freaked out if you're cheering in the middle of it.
Rats or mice!
Can somebody take him out of here? Can somebody
get him? Get him!
Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Welcome back to Rats or Mice. Now the game works. Two rodents on stage. You have a simple task. Junior, are you ready?
Yes.
Janina, are you ready?
I believe so.
Believing's half the battle. Going to show you these two rotors, and you have to decide one thing and one thing only. Is it a rat, or is it a mouse?
Rat or mouse? Rat
Robert,
or
I don't know how he got back in.
Robert, can I ask a question real quick?
Please, go right ahead.
Okay. If we're not sure if it's a mouse or a rat, is there a middle ground? Is there a third option?
If you're not sure whether it's a mouse or a rat, always choose mouse.
Oh,
mouse,
that's helpful. That's helpful.
All right.
Okay. I'm ready. Sorry.
I'm going to lift the dome and rat or mouse.
Oh, that's a mouse. That's a mouse.
Oh, then I guess I'll go with, oh, yeah, gosh.
Go with the incorrect answer, dum-dum.
I'll go with mouse also. Mouse.
Oh, what a shithead.
And the answer is mouse.
It is Robert, follow-up question, please.
Yeah, please.
I answered right away. Right away.
Right.
And my opponent took forever.
Right.
Are there, is there any points?
Absolutely not. No.
Oh. Okay.
Pinocchio, right. Turn that off. Turn that off. Come back to bed. Hey, I was thinking, there's only one real person that's standing in the way of you and I being who it is we want to be or going where we want to go.
Uh-huh.
Geppetto.
Yeah, but he's like my dad.
Yeah, but like a really abusive father, I feel like.
Not really. Not really.
Let's kill him. Let's just kill him.
Thum, thum, thum. Thum, 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 thum.
All right, man, you have to pay for your room, okay? You're over your time, okay? You either pay
you
for a room or you get the fuck out, okay?
Nobody's
cash,
here.
What?
What was that?
Hey, I see little feet running around underneath the door, okay? You pay me or you get the fuck out.
Give me 1 second. Hi.
Oh, hey, hello. How do you do?
Okay. Sorry, we went over time. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Come on in. Let me go to my purse. How much do we owe you?
$70. Is that a puppet?
Oh, stop. Stop it.
I did that for you. Pinocchio.
Now, Mr. Geppetto, unlike the other woods that I have sold into you.
Yes, sir.
This wood has other mystical and AKA also magical powers.
I'm a listening.
If at any point anything is going wrong in your life.
My life, sir.
Anybody's life. Okay. If you are ever threatened, hit them with this Norwegian wood.
So if you say my life is a threatened or anything else in my life I want to change, I hit them with the wood.
With this Norwegian wood.
Isn't it good?
Well, Chief, another body right here at this no-tell motel. I think we got a serial killer on our hands.
What makes you say that?
Well, first of all, mouse,
right.
Mouse,
yep.
Rat,
lovely.
Rat, rat, mouse, vole, Norwegian rat. Thanks for recommending that show, by the way. I binged the shit out of it this week.
Right?
And got really good at identifying rodents.
Crazy
good. It's got all the same telltale signs of that murder at the Geppetto place.
Right.
Whoever, it's the same M.O. It's the same M.O.
And what is that M.O. exactly?
Well, there's wood chips all over the fucking place.
Sure.
And
that's it. That's their sign, their signature.
That's their signature.
They leave some wood chips, like crumbs, breadcrumbs.
Exactly. And and somebody wrote "fuck Geppetto" on the wall.
Somebody.
Hey, Robert. Hey, I'm so sorry to catch you after one of those
filming. Yeah, that's fine. What a cut in for you, buddy.
I love this show so much. I love this show so much.
Hey, just take three. I don't know if you know about this alternate nostril breathing just to calm down. Let's just go ahead and alternate nostril breathe and just calm down.
I love this show so much. Hey, I got a question. What do you do with the rats and mouses after filming, huh? What do you do with them, huh?
You really want to see?
See what do you do?
Follow me.
Okay. This is crazy, Robert. Robert Shermer. I'm with Robert Shermer.
No. Holy Robert shit. Shermer is with you, pal.
Oh.
Keep following me.
Mr. Shermer, do you want access to the room?
Would you please open the room?
Oh, my gosh. That's the password.
There you are.
Whoa.
It's insane. Is it more than everything you've ever dreamt of?
Oh my god. So they just form giant rat kings. Balls of rats.
Balls of rats. Big, billowing, fluffy, undulating balls of rats. And on mice.
Oh my god. Pinocchio.
Yeah.
Are you feeling okay? Your balls are gigantic.
Well, I think I made a grave mistake.
It's not me, right? It's not being with me, right?
No, well, you see, I was asked if I wanted something.
Are you so hot for me? Is that why your balls are holding on?
That's not how it's supposed to work. The balls don't usually crawl.
Scene one. That is scene
thank
one.
Thank goodness. we got out just in time. The balls don't usually grow.
Why would you carve balls?
We learn wooden balls.
We learned more about Geppetto than we wanted to.
Two comes to us from David. David, who wrote, "Hello, gang. You are one of the driving forces getting me through this pandemic. Now to the scene idea." So just an observation he shared with us. "I have been watching a lot of film noir movies recently." So that's it. Film noir. Go. Action. Love you all. David Tatarzuk.
It was a cold day. Not the cold that you usually feel. Not bone-chilling cold. Not the kind of cold that blows a man's hat off of his head. Not the kind of cold that whistles through the trees, making you wish you were deaf again. No, it was just mildly cold.
Larry, sorry to interrupt you. I know you like to get through the whole passage. I feel a little bit of aggression, and I would like to just taper it back two notches to welcoming.
Was I doing too much?
Welcoming. Maybe a little more welcoming. We're gonna the actors themselves on screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna leave a lot of that acting to them. What we were looking from you per se was setting the scene, welcoming the viewer in,
yeah. Bringing them in.
Yep. Let's try it again
with a welcoming voice.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one.
How about this time? I just kind of have fun with it and make it my own.
You know what? Let's go.
I've been trying to make it everyone else's. That's been my job.
Make this one about you.
All right.
Okay.
When I woke up that morning, everything seemed to be going my way. The only reason I can say that is it was. The sun was shining just the way I like the sun.
I hate to cut you off.
Oh, please, go ahead.
But we still need you to redo the lines about the chilly cold weather.
Oh, you want me to go back to the cold day thing?
Yeah, it would be really helpful because you need to make it your own.
Oh, my God.
Very good.
How did James flip?
It was a cold day. Not the kind of cold that chills you to the bone.
Gosh, it's cold today.
Not the kind of cold that blows a man's hat right off his head.
My head's staying right on.
So you dropped your hat. I guess it is
that kind of cold day then.
Here you go.
Not the kind of cold that whistles through the trees and makes a man wish he were deaf and couldn't hear. It was just mildly cold.
Ding, 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 ding. Morning.
Morning. Yes, please come in. Don't be frightened. How can they help you, sir?
Why would I be afraid? I'll just take a cup of coffee, please.
Most people go. Who have come to this place.
Who am I dealing with here?
Well, my manager is very much on my ass today, but
how you doing?
Good. Actually, I'm having a pretty good day. Like, it's kind of cold out there, but not the kind of cold that blows your head off, although that did happen to me, which is weird. I think it was a freak gust of wind, but
maybe your head just fell off. Is that possible?
Oh, that's possible. Anyway. Yeah. Nice start to my day, I'll tell you what. I'll take that cup of coffee, please.
What kind of coffee would you like?
Well, the narration is going to come back in 3, 2.
He wasn't the kind of guy who drank regular coffee. Some people like their coffee black. He liked his African-American. He wasn't afraid to say so.
African-American, please.
What?
You heard me.
What did you say?
Is there an issue here? I like my coffee African-American, please.
What the fuck is wrong with you? What are you talking about? What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Boss, if I may, I think it means he doesn't want any cream of any kind.
That can't be what that means.
What the fuck is this? What do you think it means?
I'm the fucking idea, man. This second bath.
Let's get out of this coffee shop, honey. Something bad is about to go down.
I don't think it's a metaphor.
Three doors down. Little Lucifer, a.k.a. the peg leg boy. Stopped at the candy shop where he always stopped every morning. But he stopped here extra hard on such a cold, cold day.
Hey, mister, where's my caramel creams?
Coming right up.
You're supposed to have my caramel creams ready right when I show up.
Yeah.
You know who I am?
Yeah, little peg leg boy.
Don't say that. You don't get to say that. You don't get to say that.
Apartment building. I know who the hell you are, right?
I'm little Lucifer, son of the devil.
All right, kid, whatever.
I do have a peg leg, but I'm not defined by it.
I mean, in this establishment, you are.
Oh, I see a sign. We have the right to discriminate.
The sign on the wall did say we have the right to discriminate. But what little Lucifer didn't realize is the word right wasn't spelled R-I-G-H-T. It was a spelling he'd never seen before. Not in his wildest, wildest dreams.
Hey, who spells right like that anyway?
What are you talking about? That's how you spell it.
W-R-I-G-H-T?
Yeah. Who the hell taught you to read? I thought you were just growing up alone, abandoned in that little apartment building up there.
I picked up reading on the street.
Yeah, all right. You know, you're pretty smart. You know, I got some candy I need running. Maybe you could do me a little favor. Get some extra corn in your pocket. How's that sound?
Oh, yeah? Who needs candy run?
A lot of kids. A lot of fat, fat kids.
And he was right. Some of the fattest kids in town were running candy. There was Bigfoot Timothy. There was Chubby Gut Lamar.
Give me that Abba Zabba.
And Jowly John, the candy runners.
I just want some potato chips.
Looks like those kids been sampling the merchandise a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, Lucifer, maybe they have. So maybe they need some fixing, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. I think I know what you mean.
Listen, if your father really is Satan, maybe you should open up some kind of interdimensional portal, bring him here, and sacrifice them in some way to get your legs back, or maybe... I don't know. Just a spitball in here.
Look, I was told by the woman who I thought was my mother that my dad was the devil. I never seen him in real life.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying sacrifice the kids. Maybe you have an opportunity to kind of have amends. You know what I mean? Look, I fucking... Here, take this candy.
Let's start with... I'm going to run one shift running candy, and we'll see if this works out well for both of us. Right, they don't think right. about sacrificing kids.
Okay. I got a customer. What's going on?
The streets were cold. Little Lucifer set out on his one good foot and his peg leg. You could hear the step, chunk, step, chunk, step, chunk as he ran down the street, right into the man with a cup of African-American coffee in his hand.
Hey, watch where you're going. Hey, why don't you watch where you're going, little man?
He's nearly burned me with that black coffee.
Hey, African-American coffee, if you please.
What?
Here.
What is your deal?
I can see you're down on your luck. Here's 15 cents. That's a dime and a nickel.
I know what 15 cents is. Hey, you need any Smarties? I'm selling loose Smarties.
Aren't you that peg leg boy who lives in the apartment?
What? Well, I'm not defined by that, okay? Look, clearly I have a peg leg, but you don't have to lead with that.
What's your name?
Little Lucifer.
Hey, Little Lucifer, you got my Snickers?
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks, pal.
Hey, why are you doing this type of stuff, huh? Out here in the streets. You know, I can get you a real job. A good job.
Running candy's a real job.
No, I'm talking about...
I've been doing it for 7 minutes.
Look, kid, I like you, okay? And I think there's more to you than you even know.
So this is the kid you brought in? Great, okay. So we make the soles of the sneakers right here. All right, and then we lace them up on this side over here, okay? Do you understand?
Wait a minute. There's tons of kids working here with tiny hands.
Welcome to the workforce.
Oh, no. Yeah, this is like Pinocchio, where they capture all those kids and then turn them into donkeys.
Water break, boss.
No, sir. Break. Now, please, kids, do your chant as you work.
Where's the narrator to get me out of this?
The narrator was where he always is, having a sip of African-American coffee made with some of the finest beans that you can ever have.
Okay, it's cool when he says it. It's cool when he says it.
On a cold day, a man needs that kind of coffee.
Okay, so this is the Folgers commercial. We're just going to switch it over to African-American coffee.
Jim, there's nothing funny about this.
It's not funny.
No.
This is crazy. I can't run this.
Larry, can you deal with a guy? I can't take him anymore. Could you please explain to him what we're doing here?
Yeah, Laughing Sal, can you just record and do your job? You're either the engineer for this gig or you're not.
Then you know what? I'm not.
Okay, great.
I'm not.
Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out.
Yeah. And you know what? I have the only keys to the bathroom.
If you hit the record button, then you're an idiot.
Yeah, well, I have the only keys to the bathroom, so good luck. Good luck taking a shit or piss.
Guys, could we get this commercial recorded? It has to be on the air in under 5 minutes.
Of course we can. I'm so sorry, Steve. I'll run the board. It's fine. Let's get the actor in there.
Another thing. It's just crazy to me. These companies just come in here and think they're like, hey, I can just get a commercial out there in 5 minutes. You know, it takes a lot of time and effort.
Oh, my God. What's that
done.
Behind you? Know, look,
what? Ow, you hit me in the back of the head.
Jesus.
What's wrong with you?
Usually that knocks him out. Sorry, let me try again.
That's assault. That's assault. That's two times you hit me.
Guys, I have 3 minutes to get this commercial on the air.
Okay, ready when you are. And...
Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, boy.
No, we're going live in 10 seconds. If you don't have it pre-recorded, we need to do a live reading of the commercial.
We'll do it live.
Four.
And it's always nice to end the news on a heartwarming story. I'm Marty Carruthers, and that's your news. And now a word from our sponsor, Folgers.
Say, have you had a hard day? Sitting down with the family, little Billy and his mom, also your wife. Don't you think it's time to kick back and take off your shoes and have a good cup of Folgers coffee? I don't like mine with cream. Oh, no, sir. It's an African-American coffee to me.
What's
the smoothest that way?
What the hell
Feel
is this?
Feel those roasted African-American beans rolling down your tongue, soothing you, yet waking you up. 15,000 Americans couldn't disagree. African-American for me.
And we're out. I mean, we did it.
Right?
We did it.
I went live. It was great. Great read, Steve. Fantastic. Perfect.
Wow.
Thank you
did
so
you
much
say
for
crim?
That.
Excuse me. Baby, did you hear that commercial?
Mm-hmm.
Did he say African-American coffee?
Yes, he did.
Huh. Why don't we have African-American coffee in our household?
Well, honey.
They said 15,000 Americans couldn't disagree. I would like a cup of African-American coffee right now.
Well, then let me just go in the kitchen. I think I have a tin of Folgers and Volgers.
Hmm.
Let me see which one I got. Yep, there's Folgers. And let me just, I can make you one real quick. Did you want crème or no?
Yeah, of course I'd like crème. 5 minutes later. This African-American coffee is a whole lot better than the black coffee I usually enjoy.
Yeah, this is fantastic. It tastes richer.
Yeah, no aftertaste.
Nothing.
Say, call over the Murphys and let's get some African-American coffee in their mouths.
Let's do it. Hello, Sean?
Hey there. Yeah, you've reached the Murphy home. Sorry we're not here right now. Please leave a message if you would. And someone in the family will go, get the fuck back. Someone will get back to you as soon as they can then. Wait for the beep.
Beep.
Oh, there's two beeps. I'm not sure which one was the right one. Sean, I think this is the message beep. Hi, this is Deborah. over on 1616.
And hey, Deborah. Yeah, hey, it's Sean.
Oh, hello, Sean. Hey, Sean. Yeah,
sorry,
I don't know what you and the family are doing. You and your 20 kids. But if you want to come over,
we're just having supper. Then sharing a potato. Would you like to come over?
Actually, yes, we would.
You would?
Yeah, me and Henry have something we'd really like to show you.
Fine, we'll be here. Patricia, put that down now. Let your brother have that.
The couple left the house, headed for their friends. But the wind was blowing. It was a cold day when the unexpected happened.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. A tree just went through my chest. Oh, my God. A tree just
that same tree just pierced my duodenum. Or duodenum.
Baby, I love you. Maybe, I love you so much.
Maybe that little boy can help us out. Hey, little boy.
Yeah, what is it?
A tree just pierced my wife and I.
Yeah, I can see that. It looks like you're bleeding to death.
Can you help us out?
I got some Hershey's Kisses and some Reese's Pieces.
And that's scene two.
Scene two.
Scene three comes to us from patron VIP Lisa from New Zealand, who wrote, "Hi, Alchemist. Even though it feels a little greedy to submit a third scene suggestion, I have another scene and idea. Though given what you did with my last suggestion, the Alchemist get kidnapped, I'm also a little afraid. My suggestion is a close-knit sales and marketing team really let loose, get drunk on the last night of a conference. They wake up the next morning to find themselves in each other's bodies, a la Freaky Friday. I'm dying to hear what craziness you come up with. Cheers, Lisa from New Zealand."
Man, I totally agree. You know, I can't think of another unit that I've had just more joy and excitement around.
It's because we all connect.
Yes.
Sure, it's business. Sure, we run numbers, but we also get each other.
We do.
This is the most joyful time that I've had in sales since I've started sales.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Oh my and we're all so different. We're all so different.
Yeah, right. I'm very athletic. We know that about me. I love sports. Yeah.
Not me. You can have your sports. I love a good long book. One without pictures.
Boring.
Whatever.
And my hobby with marine biology. Please don't even get me started.
We couldn't. We wouldn't know where to begin.
Marine biology.
Hey, I always want to make a cheers to this conference. Listen, they say there's work life and there's home life. But with you two fellas, I want to say, work has become home.
Michael, cheers. Michael, yeah. I second that cheers.
Michael.
7 hours later.
Where'd you put the cocaine? Where did you put the cocaine?
Okay, you keep looking at me when you say that. I would pinch. Like you're assuming that when I go to the bathroom and I do my key bump, that I'm taking a little bit for myself. And that's not true.
I don't care what you're doing. Just tell me where the cocaine is. Okay,
I don't know where it is.
Tell him where the cocaine is.
Look, come on, just tell me where the coke is. All right, just let me know where the coke is.
Okay.
What is
shit?
What is it?
It must be the lobby. I don't know.
We're a team. Let's all answer it together.
One, two, three.
Hello?
Oh, shit.
Yes, hi. This is room service. The room service waiter is outside your door. So please open and let him in.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
Michael, do you want to get the door?
Michael?
Let's all get at the same time.
We're a team.
One, two, three.
Why do we wait so long?
Hello.
Hi. Come on in. Come on in.
Thank you.
Come on in.
I've brought you a magic
come on in.
Ape.
Come on in.
You're in. I'm come not, on in. Okay. I didn't want to come all
come
the way
in. Come on in. Just come on in. Come on in.
All right.
Come on in.
So,
You work here long?
What's up, dude?
I've got a secret to tell you. I don't really work for the hotel.
Who's a stripper? Is he a stripper?
Wait.
Michael, what's going on?
I'm feeling different. Dolphins!
Oh, no.
whales.
Wait, hold on. I'm feeling freaky. A tale of two cities. Call me Ishmael.
I'm feeling all flippy floppy. What is
I'm
this?
I'm going to leave this magic eight ball with you.
Cocaine. We got an eight ball of cocaine.
Let's get it.
I need some push-ups right now.
Guys, give me a second. I got to go read.
2 hours later.
And then that's why your trap should be this big, because your trap should be fucking bulging out of your fucking back right there.
Speaking of bulging out of the back, I got to tell you, the dorsal fin on the stone whale is twice as large as the dorsal fin on the rapture whale. Twice as large.
They say the world's shortest book is only 2 pages long, right? Which is crazy, but it's got 2 times the amount of information in those 2 pages.
Hey, guys. Let's turn my phone around so we can all take a selfie at this moment.
Yeah, let's do it.
I love that.
What the hell?
What is this?
Wait, I was in the middle, but it
looked like, on the.
Why do I look like Michael?
Wait a second. Look, boys, I got to go home. Okay, I'm gonna go home. I'm gonna check in with my wife. Kind of settle down. This has been a good conference. I will see you guys later. Okay.
Right. Well, okay. It's taco night at my house every Tuesday night. And I'm going to go home with my wife and have a wonderful taco.
Okay, Mike.
Well, I live alone. So
lights, please. Lights. Okay. So that's our first scene, everybody. And what we're looking for is any sort of feedback, comments, the no holds bar. There's no bad suggestions or questions about the scene you've just seen in Freaky Friday 14. So, anybody want to ask a question or make a comment?
Yeah, I got a question. You know, Oh my God, I'm just coming down a little bit. Me and my two buddies, we had, first off, love the movie. I love that you writer directed it. It's a pleasure to be here. There's got to be in some way this could be real. Okay. There's got to be a little bit that this could be, I mean, the idea of this could be real.
So your comment is this could be real.
This could be real. Yeah.
Did you have a question, or that's just it?
Well, my question is, like, how did you do this in the movie? Like, what was the way to break the spell? How did you break the spell?
Well, that's going to be in a later scene. So,
okay. Could you just tell us now how you broke the spell?
I love that you want to know and you want more. That's exciting to me. Yes, sir, in the back.
Yeah, I just wanted to follow up with his question. How did you break the spell, and how long does it take you to break the spell?
Great question.
I just wanted to follow up.
It's in the third act.
Okay.
So
I have a question.
Again, I love that you want more. Yes, yes, sir. In the red hair.
I feel slightly offended by some of the language in the movie. Is this going to be the rating that's released in the movie theater?
So the language is a little salty for you.
Well, I feel like if it's supposed to be a family movie, it's not very family friendly.
You're not supposed to be eating in the theater. Yes, sir.
Just quick. So I'm gonna skip the last question and follow up with the two questions that were before this. Weird one. It can be reversed.
The Freaky Friday aspect?
Yeah, it can be reversed, right?
The spell. A great word for it. So you want to know whether that spell can be reversed.
Right. And how to do it. That's right. Yeah. This guy has a question. Yeah. I don't know if...
I love that you want to find that out. That tells us so far in the first act, we've set up a story and you can't wait to get to the next chapter. That makes me excited. Thank you for that. Yes, sir. You with the gray beard.
I have 3 questions. First of all, is it standard to do focus group feedback on a scene-by-scene basis?
No, it isn't. Okay. It's not standard.
Great. Have there really been 12 subsequent Freaky Fridays?
Maybe not that you've seen, but yes.
I definitely have not seen them. And are they all named Mike?
Oh, yes. Wow. So these are great questions, and I thank you for them.
That's a common name.
It's very common.
Hey, fellas. So obviously we didn't learn as much as we hoped to in that. I do want to say a couple things.
Yeah.
Michael, I'm taking care of your wife, dude. Okay? She doesn't suspect anything. I'm not doing anything that you wouldn't do, if you know what I mean.
I will say this. I went to what I thought was going to be my house for taco night, which turned out to be your house.
Yeah, that's right.
I made very passionate, very thorough love to your wife. Very thorough.
Okay. What's so crazy is I went back to my single apartment, and Doesn't seem like that switch in any way, so that's...
Okay, so that's maybe that's good news.
I actually have a few more questions now that we've watched that yes, next sir. Scene.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So Michael and Michael all swapped bodies.
Yes.
Two of them yes. look the same, or two of them look different, but feel the same.
Yep.
One of them swapped with another, but has the same life.
That's right.
That he has.
That's right. You followed okay. wonderfully. Did you have a question?
No, I'm just going to call things out as I see them.
Fair enough.
David, did you ask any of your open-ended questions today?
I did, dear.
And did they answer them, or did they leave them? Did they leave the answer as open-ended as your questions are? Or
you know what? I think they did.
David, look me in the eye. Just one of them, you're choosing. And tell me if you really got your open-ended questions answered.
Okay, I have three questions about your request.
Okay.
listen, Sarah, lovely meal, as usual. I got to tell you something that's going to be a little shocking.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I'm not the Michael you think I am.
Oh, me neither. I'm not who you think I am. We've grown so much. We have grown so much.
No, I'm Michael Davenport. You know
what?
Really, I'm the one. You know, from The Office.
Listen, Tina, I need to talk to you. I'm not the Michael that you think I am.
And I'm not the Tina you think I am.
Listen, what do you mean?
Remember how I went to that bachelorette party last weekend in Palm Springs?
And did you tell him you ate puss?
Yeah, I told him that we all did and that
right.
we're all now trapped in each other's bodies, but he well. Couldn't get past the me eating puss part, so...
Oh, Michael, I got something to tell you about your wife, man. I got something to tell you about your wife.
What? Okay.
Dum, 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 dum. Fum, fum. Julio, it's Michael. I have something to tell you. Are you up?
Hey, what you need, man? What you need?
Julio, I mean, I know I don't really come over.
What you need, man? What you need?
Looks like we got a lot of people in there.
Yeah, we got some things going on. What do you want, Michael? What do you want, Michael?
Seems fun. Look, I'm not the Michael you know. Okay?
You know what? I'm not the Julio you know.
Okay, this isn't so much a question as an observation.
Yes, okay, please.
Now, having seen the whole thing, I of feel course. Bad about calling things out on a scene-by-scene basis because everything was justified in the end. It all came together and made perfect sense.
But I do love that you wanted more information, that you felt a little confused. It was convoluted purposefully. And your response made me feel as a filmmaker and a storyteller that I had succeeded. So thank you for that.
I have another question.
Yes, sure. The redhead again.
First of all of the other Freaky Fridays, it's really had at least one animal that brought a lot of joy in. And this one has no animals. And secondly, there were three men in here earlier that I believe were, at the very least, inspired this movie, if not starred in this movie. Can you answer that question?
I'm not sure there was a question. What would it be? What would the question be?
All right, fellas, we're back in the hotel room where it all happened. Here's what I think. Yeah. I think we do the rest of this cocaine, and maybe we'll switch back.
I do suggest this as a marine biologist.
Yeah.
I think that if any of us fall asleep, we should do like dolphins do in a pod. Sleep with only half of our brain. Keep one eye open. It's the eye towards the outside of the pod. Actually, it's towards the inside of the pod. So we know where the rest of the pod is. So we stay together.
Hey, all right, Michael? I don't care about switching back or not, man. I hate my life, man. I hate it, man. I don't got anything to go to. I don't got anything to look forward to. You know, I mean, once we stopped selling for the last 3 weeks to figure this shit out, and I realized that's the only thing I did. I just sold.
We don't want to hear this anymore, man. We got to
wait a minute. Wait a minute, Michael. I'm starting to agree with him. I've enjoyed the time I've spent with your wife. Even her stories about going off with her girlfriends and eating poontang.
Huh.
Maybe this is where we should have been all along.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I like a goddamn book. I like a goddamn book. Maybe more than I like my previous life. So you, Michael, are enjoying the Switch. I'm enjoying the Switch. And you, Michael, are not. Maybe we just leave it as is.
Yeah, I guess that's fine. I would like to say goodbye to my wife. And actually, I don't have a wife. I don't know why I said that.
Yeah. Okay, when I made that earlier observation, you hadn't showed me this scene yet.
Right.
And now I'm confused all over again.
It's the epilogue, and we're thinking about cutting it. Yeah, it doesn't.
Also, is it standard for the writer-director to run these focus groups?
No, it isn't. You're okay. Not wrong.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why I greatly appreciate your feedback. You know, a lot of times the writer director will sit in the shadows or behind a double-A window and not let anyone know they're there. And I feel like I'm going to get some honesty. Like some of you, if you had this adverse reaction, you're going to want to get in my face about it. And I appreciate that. Yes.
Morning, Sarah. I just want to say, you look so beautiful this morning. I love you. I'm happy where I am. And hey, why don't you get out of bed and make us some of that coffee? Some of that African-American coffee.
Okay. I'll do that.
Love you.
Oh, morning, Stephanie. I just wanted to say that where I am,
yes.
I'm happy.
Oh.
Why don't you get out of bed and get me a cup of ice-cold milk? Not the chocolate stuff there. The Caucasian.
Boom, 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 boom.
What is it? Oh, yeah, Julio. Michael, what's going on?
Julio, I just want to tell you I brought over a cup of coffee here.
Is it?
Just a cup of coffee. Just one. Yeah. Got a lot of people sleeping in there, huh?
Yeah. Hey, you know what I just realized? Years ago when you came over and you beat on my door and I said we will never be friends, I made a mistake. I want you to join my friendship circle.
You serious?
I never lie. I never joke. I literally cannot joke. I have a frontal lobe problem. I cannot joke.
That's horrible.
It's not horrible. It's just a man standing in front of another man telling the truth.
So these are the scenes that will play after the epilogue.
During the credits. And that's during our show for today. Oh, my. Too much fun and too much giggling, but I can't get enough. James Heaney, thank you very much for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me. And remember, if it's a Wednesday, sometime between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, there's going to be a Bear Supply show on Twitch at BS Comedy.
So twitch.com/...
Well, it's twitch.tv/...
Oh!
Or, well, I guess I learned. Just slash. BS Comedy.
Okay. Thank you for that. Gary Anthony Williams.
Hi, tell us Gary Anthony Williams. Hi.
Tell us just a skosh more about the Netflix series you dropped on us last time.
Very cool. It's called The Crew on Netflix. Kevin James is a lead. I'm one of the series regulars.
Fantastic.
It's about NASCAR racing. NASCAR got us our own car that actually races during their races that we use in the show as well.
Jesus.
It's fantastic.
And when can folks see that?
Probably not until late January or early February.
Something to look forward to,
yeah,
finally.
It's a sitcom, a multicam sitcom. If you don't like it,
yes.
You know I'm loaded. You know I'm rich.
Yeah, yeah.
I will come to you and bring you, seriously, to anybody who doesn't like it, I will come and bring them to their homes, $20 bills.
$20. If you don't like it, write to us at yournamehere@alchemythis.com.
Yep.
Thank you for that.
I didn't like it.
Joey Greer would like $20. Anything else, Joe?
No, that's it.
It hasn't even aired yet.
I don't know. I just a feeling.
Yeah,
just
you're
a
right.
Feeling. Well, thanks, little buddy. Anything else you want to add, Joseph?
No.
Not that anyone wants to hear. Nope. Craig Kakowski, thank you so much as always. How's that spooky time Craigslist going?
Well, I'm just going to keep plugging it until it's at least mid-November, but we're doing 31 Halloween-related movies in 31 days. We got a Zombies episode yet to record. We're doing the Evil Dead series, and then we're ending on some meta horror movies. So check us out at Craigslist PCast on Twitter for more information.
Chris Alvarado?
So this is going to air after the election.
Technically.
So if you look Thursday afterwards. If you
look outside, and then for years after that,
if you look outside, you might see cars are on fire.
Relax.
or entire buildings are in flames.
Okay.
Either way, you made the right choice in listening to this episode today. We love you.
Yep. That's a positive thought. Wow. That's a positive thought. Thank you for that.
So it was like Rocky and Kanye won.
Oh, no, let's not do that.
Let's give thanks to our engineer and producer of the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. The fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, reminding you, if you have time, write a review. We'd appreciate that very much. Stay in contact with us. Let us know your thoughts about the show or scene suggestions. Love hearing from you by writing to us at your name here at alchemythis.com. When you go outside, if it still makes sense, I don't know how far in the future you're listening to this, but whether it's still wearing masks time or not, just be kind to each other. Damn it. It doesn't hurt. It helps. Thank you again. Until next time.
Alchemy Lives.